Hey, how you doing?
Good, this is Mark, and welcome to the Snyder Stoughton Show at PAP Network.
Well, thank you, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and we have with us right now on PAP Network Jarvis Green. You all know him and love him, the two-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots, and we're going to talk about some of the things, but first of all, got to talk about the Patriots, and last night, I must admit, I went to bed when it was 31-3. They were losing, and they almost pulled it off.
Yeah, man, it was tough, man. I'm out here in New York City right now, and I know I heard the score at the same time when it was 31-3, but then I got back to my room with 12 minutes left, and it was 31-17. So I'm like, wow, they have a chance to come back and win this game. And you know what? They did have a chance, but some of the mistakes that was made and couldn't get it done. But it was a tough game.
It was one of the sloppiest games I've ever seen.
Yes, it was, man. And for the 49ers to come in here with this young quarterback, you know, come into the cold condition weather that they're not used to go out there, and they start off really fast, got out the gate real fast, and that kind of put the Patriots back.
Yeah, I can actually see why they benched their other quarterback to put this kid in. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does make sense. And also, he's up for $60 million next year. Huh?
Yeah. Now, obviously, you must look fondly at your time here in New England.
Yeah, man, great time. You know, everything that I've been, you know, the 8 years there, and what a time. A lot of great stories, a lot of great memories. I'm glad, you know, I went to Little Denver and I went to Little Texas for 3 weeks, but hopefully I can come back for one day and just retire a Patriot, man. So that's where my heart is at.
That would be good. We could use you on defense.
You know what? I could throw some water to the guys right now, so I'm not in condition to play any football, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I just walked about 50 flights of stairs this morning for my workout, and I'm happy about that one, you know?
Well, I'll tell you something. The defense, of course, is what made the Patriots through history. And then, of course, they had the most amazing offense, set all kinds of records. This year, the defense didn't look too good, but it seems to have improved until yesterday.
You know what? That's the biggest thing, man. When I talk to people and they talk about the defense, this and that, and I tell them when I played, we have the championship defense. The championship defense win championships. People know that. You know, you got your offense, that field of stands, you know, get your ticket prices. But when it's time to win the game is on the line. You got to prevent the other team from scoring, you know. And I look back when I played, we had some big names in the locker room. And it was some great defense that we played in the past.
You're right. And when people came in and played the Patriots at that time, they knew they were going to have a hard time scoring. It wasn't like today where they go in and they're salivating at getting in there against the Patriots.
Yeah, they are, but yeah, you're right. That's the big difference from now and then, the way it was. And when the playoffs come, we get very, very stingy, but we make those big plays when we really need them.
Have you been back to Louisiana State at all?
I live in Baton Rouge now, man. I've been there since June the 4th. I've been out of construction company. I've been doing a lot of things. Katrina, we still do construction down there. My wife finished up at Johnson & Wales. And in Denver, and we was in Denver for 2 years. After I got released from Denver, I stayed there for 2 years because my wife was in school. She's a pastry chef, so she's working down in Baton Rouge at a big bakery down there. But also, I've been working with a shrimp company called IFBG, Innovative Food and Biotechnology Group. I'm a board director, I'm a member of the board. I've been working with them, and we've been moving around the country. We've been moving our value-added product shrimp. But see, right now, we donated 10,000 pounds of shrimp to Wake Fern Co-op. They're probably the second largest co-op in the United States. They have, they pretty much own shop rights and price rights out here in New Jersey, New York. So we are helping with them with the food bank with IFBG, and we're helping the Hurricane Sandy victims, because when New Orleans had their problems with Katrina and other hurricanes, a lot of New York and the Northeast area, New Jersey areas came down and helped us. So we're doing the same thing.
That's a wonderful thing. Now, how can people help if they're listening right now? How can people help on that front?
They can go to ifbg.co for more information. They can go to jarvisgreen.com if they want to help out and donate. Or they can go to check out my Twitter just for updates and ask questions, because I always can send the private replies. But they can check out jarvisgreen97. But again, the company website is ifbg.co. Oh, and again, we are donating 10,000 pounds of value-added product, shrimp product, to Hurricane Sandy victims into the food banks And, man, you know what? It's an in-kind service, but that's $150,000 of product that we are pretty much giving back to those victims because we know how the things are. I mean, it's still a mess out here, man. You know, I got to go in 2 days to go down to the Jersey Shore to Coastline. They got houses still in the middle of the street, still. And you got the shelters, but you got the low, you got the middle class, you got high-end down the low living all together, eating, breaking bread. And they got to still go to work every day like nothing has happened, you know. So that's the way it was in New Orleans, you know. So,
tell me a little bit about the Jarvis Green Foundation, why you started it, and what you do.
Well, I started the foundation after the 2005 after Katrina, and the office of being a single working mother. So my time in the living room, man, I threw a lot of wine events, a lot of social networking events. You know, I did a lot of that and raising money for the cause, you know, because I know back in what was 04, I went there and I got the Man of the Year Award with the Patriots, you know, the Ron Burton Award, and that was something that was really big to me and close to my heart. So I said, hey, let me do something for, you know, a foundation for myself and let me help out both sides, you know, from the Northeast all the way down to the South. So the foundation events I've done, the money I've raised, you know, support from the Northeast and the fans and, you know, just helping out, it was really big just to help, you know, over 500 single moms in that time.
That's great. And I know last year you had some fundraisers. One of them was in Providence, the other one's in Baton Rouge. Are you doing that every year?
Well, I took a sabbatical, man, because when I was in Denver for 1 year, I worked in North Dakota. We were working out there with the oil fields and building crew camps. And I had to get away from that, man, because, you know, I got a wife and three kids. And it was just killing me, man, working 90 hours, you know, a week and being out there in the field. And so from that time, I took a sabbatical with the foundation, but we're getting the foundation back online, and this is one thing that we're going to start doing with IFBG, my company, and also with the Jarvis Green Foundation to donate the 10,000 pounds of product to the Hurricane Sandy victims.
It's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and I hope that one day we maybe see you on the field again or see you in the Patriots organization somewhere. It'd be nice.
You know what? I got to have back surgery. I forgot I had it 2 years ago. I can never play football ever again.
Oh.
You know, so that was one of the reasons why I had to retire. And I live life. I got three young kids, and I want to make sure that I'm not in the wheelchair or walking around with crutches, you know?
Hmm.
So, yeah, so that's what I'm doing. But I'm in Baton Rouge. I'm working, and I'm staying busy and trying to, you know, do my little piece for society and help out.
Well, we appreciate all you did on the field and off the field as well, Jarvis. And thank you for coming on PNP Network.
Okay, thank you, Mark. You have a great day out there in New England. Go Pats, baby.
That's right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.